a sister, Sally, who was younger than I am. She had so many sweethearts, she had to deny 'em. But as for my own self, I never had many. If you could read my whole heart, I'd be thankful for any. Come, a landsman, a tinsman, a tinker, or a tailor, a fiddler or a dancer, a plowboy or a sailor, a gentleman or a poor man, a fool or a witty. Don't you let me die an old maid, but take me out of pity. I had a sister, Susie, she was ugly and misshapen. Before she was 16 years old, by husband she was taken. Before she was 18, a son and a daughter. Here am I at 46 and never had an offer.
That was Jean Ritchie singing Sister Sally in 1949 for renowned ethnomusicologist Alan Lomax. Word had gotten out that Jean, a remarkable folk singer and dulcimer player from Kentucky, had recently moved to New York City to work at the Henry Street Settlement School. Where does a song like this come from? It's one of hundreds that Jean, born in 1922, the youngest of 14 in a clan called the Singing Family of the Cumberlands, likely learned from her Scots-Irish heritage. The song either traveled with the Ritchies to the wilderness of Appalachia in the 18th century, or it was picked up once they were in America. In my research, I learned the original 18-verse song called The Wooing Maid was written circa 1656 by English tavern keeper Martin Parker. As the song spread via printed and oral transmission, variants appeared under titles including I Long to Be at a Wedding and The Spinster's Lament. The song then migrated into Scottish, Irish, and American traditions with titles such as Sister Susan and The Old Maid's Petition. It was even printed in American newspapers around 1800. Here are two interesting archives from the Ozark and Max Hunter folk song collections. First, a 1965 recording from Fort Smith, Arkansas, called Take Her Out of Pity. Singer Sue Robb explains she learned it from a friend who learned it from her great aunt. Here is the second verse and chorus.
We had a sister Sally, she was ugly and misshapen. The time she was 16 years old, she was taken. The time she was 18, a son and a daughter. Sarah's almost 29 and never had an offer from a landsman, a pinsman, a tinker, or a tailor. Doctor, a lawyer, a soldier, a sailor. Rich man, a poor man, a fool, or a witty.
And here is Mrs. Olive Coberly from Wheatland, Missouri, singing A Lensman, a Tinsman, a Tinker, a Tailor in 1959.
I have often heard it said by my father and mother that going to one wedding makes room for another. If that be the case, then I'll go without bidding. And I'll leave it to you all if I'm not anxious for a wedding. A linesman, a tinsman, a tinker, a tailor, a fiddler, a peddler, a plowboy, or a sailor. Out of pity, out of pity, out of pity, pity, pity. Oh, don't let me die on old maid. Pray take me out of pity.
So, what is this song about? The 1656 lyrics say, a fair maid neglected, forlorn and rejected. Come tinker, come broomman, she will refuse no man. Come gentle, come simple, come foolish, come witty. If you lack a maid, take me for pity. The protagonist is mystified that other girls get husbands, while she, somewhere between 21 and 46 years old, is amazed that no one will propose or even ask her to dance, especially since she's better looking and more qualified than her relatives. At this point, she'll marry anyone. Since the song was written by a man in the entertainment business, I'm thinking it was intended to be comical, but it's also about loneliness, the constraints of women's lives, transactional aspects of marriage, shame, and the internalization of pressures and values. The comedic parts are perhaps the melodramatic list of men's occupations and the girl's arrogant desperation. In the 1950s and 60s, pop folk groups such as the Clancy Brothers, Kingston Trio, and Women Folk sang the song, as did Peggy Seeger and her brother Pete. I recently watched Peggy performing The Old Maid Song in 2021 in a virtual program she called Invisible People. She described the old maid as a person who, for millennia, could only work low or non-paid jobs such as caregiving or sewing. And to this day, not marrying and not having children causes some women to become outcasts. Here she is singing the third verse in 1955.
Oh, I never will be scolding, I never will be jealous. My husband shall have money to go to the alehouse. While he's there spending, well, I'll be home a-saving, and I'll leave it to the world if I'm worth having. Come a landsman, a pinsman, a tinker or a tailor, a fiddler or a dancer, a plowboy or a sailor, gentleman, a poor man, a fool or a witty, don't you let me die an old maid, but take me out of pity.
Let's finish with Old Maid in the Garret from British folk rock band Steel Eye Span in 1996. A garret is a historical term for an attic room relegated to someone such as a maiden relative.
I was told by my aunt, I was told by my mother, that going to a wedding is the makings of another. Well, if this be so, send me to a wedding, and it's, oh dear me, how will it be if I die an old maid in the garret? Now there's my sister Jean, she's not handsome or good looking, scarcely 16, and the hell as she was caught. Now she's 24, she's a son and a daughter, here am I. Right tidy, rise up.